Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I want to tell you guys about my experience. I generally don't really like going to NFL games, and the massive reason I don't go to NFL games is I feel like I just miss the rest of the league. Like, yesterday was the least amount of NFL I've watched on a Sunday in a very, very long time. I'm old, so I took a little bit of a nap during the 12 o'clock because I realized I got a busy night in front of me. You know, you're old when you start taking preparation naps. Like, when you start taking a nap to prepare to go outside to have fun, that's when you know you're starting to get old. So I took a little bit of a nap at around noon, woke up at 2, watched the remainder of the noon games. My friend came to pick me up around 3:15. We headed out to Arrowhead. Now, the last Chiefs game that I went to, Patrick Mahomes had not yet went to or won a Super Bowl. The last Chiefs game that I went to was the Chiefs and Texans game. The comeback game, the game that got down big, and you guys know the game I'm talking about. It's the last Chiefs game that I went to. I always get opportunities to go, but I just rather watch the game at home. I feel like it prepares me for the show more. I can take notes. I'm tweeting. I just feel like it's in my best interest to watch the game at home on television. Well, I got offered free tickets to the Chiefs game, and usually I give them to Rob. But Rob, he seemed real, I don't really want to go. I'm not going to beg you to go to the Chiefs game for free. If you don't want to go, that's fine. So he was like, no, you go. And I was like, you know what? I looked at the NFL slate, and I was like, you know, it's kind of weak this week. You know what? I'm going to go. I'm not going to get on press pass. I'm going to buy my own parking pass. I'm going to be a regular fan for
the. You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Day. And let me tell you, I get it. It was a great time, a fantastic time. You guys over discussed the parking situation. It really wasn't that bad. You don't have the little red parking pass. They then direct you on where to go. Now, I mean, you got to kind of make your own rules there. I mean, if you follow all the traffic rules and you follow the line, yeah, I can see why the parking experience is not that bad. But usually, you just find an empty spot in the grass and park your car there. My friend, we found an empty spot. He backed into it. Boom. Now we had a little ticket set up, a little tailgate set up. Shout out to Tickets for Less for hooking us up with a little VIP tailgate. Rob, let me tell you. Oh, they had a spread in there. They had a little open bar set up. You go up there. They had bags. They had like a little mini golf situation going on. They had the food. I don't know who catered the food, but let me tell you, A1, A+. I'm looking around. They had like some Bud Light tailgate. Rob, they had a band over there. I'm serious. You guys know what I'm talking about. I didn't know this. I didn't know that all of this existed out of the Chiefs game. It wasn't like this when I was coming up. They have bands. They had like a little party set up over there. I didn't know what was going on. I wanted to go over there. They didn't have nothing going on where I was. The one tailgate to our left, they had like a DJ and they had like a dance floor and they looked like they were having a fantastic time out there. That for a while, I experienced what it was like to be a Chiefs fan. I get it. It is a lot of fun. This job in some ways has detached me from fandom. I just don't go through the regular emotions that you guys go through. I think in order for me to do the job at the level at which I think that I do the job, I don't think I can be a fan the way that you guys can be a fan. It blinds you to things. I like to think that I'm not blinded by anything. I come here and just give you my honest, true opinion from watching them. I don't care if they win, lose. I just want the Chiefs to always be interesting. It's in my best interest for them to be interesting. That's what I usually root for. I mean, I want you guys to be happy. I mean, I want them to win, but if they don't win, I mean, I'll sleep okay. But for a while there, I went through all the emotions of being a Chiefs fan. I'm like looking around and I'm like, man, I get it. I get why you guys get out here and spend all day out here. This is a really good time. Now, I don't know why y'all do that when it's cold outside. I didn't understand that being out there. That still didn't make any sense to me. This only seemed fun because it was warm outside. It did not seem fun if it was cold outside. I don't know if I want to hear this woman sing Uptown Funk and it's 15 degrees outside. I got no interest in doing that. But Rob, it was A plus. And then you walk around and you go from tailgate to tailgate and you see people that you know. And as people throwing the football, everybody just seems so generally happy. I was thinking to myself, man, all these times I've just given my tickets away to Rob. Why didn't I ever decide to come out here? So I made a vow to myself, you know what? I'm going to try to go to one Chiefs game a year. I need to experience this a little bit more. And then I saw the other side of being a Chiefs fan. Why do y'all just get on the internet and argue with the losing team after the game? It like snapped me back into reality. Like all the fun that I had just had for the last 3-4 hours. And then I get on my phone and then I see that you're now arguing with the Detroit Lions fan about missed calls in the game. It was like, oh yeah, this is why I'm not a fan. I don't want to be a fan. I don't want to do this. This sounds awful to me. Sounds terrible. Y'all do this after every game? Maybe that's part of the experience too. After every game, just getting on the internet and then arguing with random strangers about calls in the National Football League. I would just simply tell that fan base to be better and go live your life. I certainly wouldn't argue with a fan base that ain't never been to the Super Bowl before. That should be beneath you. I can understand if that was your rival. Like, you gotta, you know, gotta go back and forth with them. Like, I get why Kansas argues with Missouri, even though we've never been to a Final Four. Like, I get it. You know, they're rivals. You're not rivals with the Lions. Why am I even talking to you? You're beneath me, peasant. Get away from me. It really was. Is that what the tailgates are like? They got bands. I saw one. Rob, they had like a DJ set up. They were doing like choreographed dances and stuff out there. I was looking around. I felt like a visitor. I felt like an out-of-towner. All this stuff existed in my hometown, and I just didn't go. I just didn't have any interest in doing this, Rob. I had no clue. I'm telling you, it was A+. It was fantastic.
I feel like the couple times I've been out there in the past couple of years, and I'm not claiming to go a bunch, but I've gone a couple times, more so than you. I go to my friend's tailgate and they have the setup, but I walk around the parking lot and I am in awe. You hear it about on television. You talked about it with fans. You see the videos on social media, people tailgating, the gates opening. And I think being a Kansas Cityan and it being such the norm, you kind of become numb to it. But they have Kansas City Chiefs fans and Kansas Cityans in general have taken tailgating and they've turned it into an art form, because even what you would call a, quote, rinky-dink tailgate setup out there is probably light years better than any tailgate setup you'd see in, I don't know, Seattle or Houston. Like, it is really, really impressive. And I assume you had this experience. When you're walking around, the people are beyond kind. Like, they are offering you food. You're like, no, I'm going to their tailgate. It is an incredible atmosphere. The parking lot at Arrowhead might be where all the Arrowhead mystique comes
from.
Yeah,
no, I'm telling you, it was fantastic. Someone on the text line says, Sita, how can you say this? You're still not experiencing the regular fan experience. Most people have to pay for their tickets and don't get a VIP spread and catering. That's the only way I want to go to the game, then. I'm okay. I'm sorry. Call me what you want. If you're telling me I got to pay to go to the game, I got to pay to park, I got to pay to eat, and I got to pay to drink, I'll watch the game at home. I'm okay. I'm all right. It was fun. It ain't that fun. It wasn't that fun. I assure you, it wasn't that great. If you get it, if that's your thing, no, I understand. But no, I'm not into it that much. The way that I had it set up, oh, I could do that. I could do that once a year. You know what? I might go to the Monday Night Football game. I want to go back. I'm like, wait, hold on. Let me call the ticket fairy again. And you got two more of them? I'll go.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.